All right, so joining us now, Matt and Cody, Sports Radio 610, my buddy Keith Glock, former sports writing professor and a diehard Falcons fan. Maybe the only thing he knows more than the Falcons is about
man caves. Keith, how many TVs are we up to in the basement? Are we up to six?
We're up to seven, Matthew. Don't cheat me out of that last little one, please.
When did you get the seventh TV?
About a year ago. You know, you can never really have too many. The NFL had 10 games in the early game last week. You know, I felt a little shorthanded. Maybe I need to upgrade.
You may need to upgrade what? To what LeBron's got going on now? You see that? That big screen?
I do. I'm a little jealous.
All right, Keith. So let's start with this. Julio Jones, that's the big story coming in. As maybe you know more about the team than anybody who's not covering them professionally, and then maybe even then, if you were planning on stopping Julio Jones, what would you do?
I don't know that teams can traditionally do what they want to do in terms of double covering Julio, because Kyle Shanahan has really done something different than any of the coordinators that they've had previously, which makes me think, what were we waiting for? And they move him around so often, and most of the time in pre-snap, you're going to see him go in motion, which is something that he never really did prior to this season. He's going to be in the slot. He'll be outside the numbers. And it makes it really hard, unless you play man coverage in a situation like that, to double him. And then, you know, Leonard Hankerson's had a pretty nice year outside of some drops. And, you know, Roddy White has not gotten the targets, but he's been open if you actually watch the film. So, I think it's hard. They're going to roll coverage if they play zone against him to whatever side of the field. But that's really all you can do is limit to a side of the field, I think.
As much as Julio's the story, I mean, Matt Ryan's quietly one of the better quarterbacks, consistent quarterbacks in this league. Have you seen anything different from Matt Ryan this year maybe than in previous years? Is it what's finally gotten under his skin that the Falcons' offense is running just so smoothly right now?
Well, you know what is crazy about that is that everybody thinks all of a sudden Matt Ryan's had this epiphany, and I think that's a misguided opinion. Matt Ryan has been tremendous. The knock has been the offensive line. The offensive line has kept him clean. 13 total pressures through three games from the offensive line, and that's best in the NFL coming in, or through week three, I should say. And, if anything, and I know this defies the conventional wisdom, I would actually say Ryan has looked more uncomfortable in the first three games than I have seen him in the past. And I think that's because he's still learning the system a little bit. I actually think 6 weeks from now, you could see Matt Ryan playing at an even higher level than he is right now.
A lot of talk, Keith, about, we're talking to my good buddy Keith Glock, lived with him for a couple of years, was also my sports writing professor in college, and guy just dorks out the Falcons football here with Matt and Cody, Sports Radio 610. A lot of talk now about Dan Quinn, maybe a favorite for NFL Head Coach of the Year, and Kyle Shanahan, an up-and-coming coordinator in the league. Are they as good as advertised?
They're probably better than advertised, to be brutally honest with you. Quinn just doesn't say all the right things. I hope to God that Kyle Shanahan just does something screwy down the stretch so they don't lose him. At this point, I think he's been the best thing that's happened to the Falcons offense since Matt Ryan was drafted. I mean, you know how much disdain I have for Mike Mularkey in what I would call the most ill-conceived offensive game plan in NFL history when they went into the Meadowlands a couple of years ago in the playoffs and lost, you know, and they put up 2 points. And I think that that's what people around the country said, oh, well, let's check out this Matt Ryan character. And they ran Michael Turner into the A-gap 19 times for 25 yards, seemingly. And, this offense and Shanahan have just been a complete breath of fresh air.
A lot of talk about the passing game, the receivers. They got some talent at running back, too. Devonta Freeman looks like one of the more talented young backs in this league. Romeo Crennel, the Texans defensive coordinator, talked about how big, nasty the offensive line is. That seems like sort of a change. You just talked about previous years where Atlanta's had running game struggles. Seems like less struggles now. What to make of this running game? How do you slow them down?
I actually am going to say that Romeo Crennel was probably being a bit deferential there because he doesn't want to make any headlines and saying anything bad about the other team. But I'm going to actually say to pump the brakes a little bit. Last week at Dallas was tremendous. And, you know, if you watched the game at all, you know, you saw the potential of the running game. Devonta Freeman is absolutely as explosive as he looked. But if you look at the two games before that, they did not run the ball particularly well at all. I think that the outside zone scheme that Shanahan has brought is basically something that the offensive line needs to just practice and practice and practice at. I don't think that one very good running performance a dynastic offensive line makes. So let's wait and see, because as we know, you know, the thing that scares me tomorrow is the Houston defensive line. I mean, J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney are, you know, they're pretty good. So let's see what happens. But I'll say pump the brakes, potential for a lot of boom, but the bust factor is still there for me.
Keith, okay, we've talked a lot about names and popular stories, mainstream. What about some X factors? Who are some guys on the Falcons that we haven't really heard of who could be a big factor come Sunday?
Yeah, there's a guy named Paul Warlow who's a middle linebacker. He was an undrafted free agent out of Delaware a couple of years ago, and he hasn't really gotten any really name recognition because of how bad their defense has been. If you look at the guy's numbers, he was top five in the NFL in tackles each of the last 2 years, and he's just a tackling machine. He's all over the place. The knock on him was that he could not go sideline to sideline. Dan Quinn met with him right when he got the job, and he said, listen, I need you to drop like 12 pounds, and the guy did it. And, you know, the one thing that's hurt him, he had a little bit of a calf injury in the Giants game. But if you watch any of that tape, you know, in the Eagles game, he stoned DeMarco Murray on the goal line until the offensive lineman pushed him in. He stoned DeMarco Murray in the backfield on that big third down play. He has just been everywhere. He's number 55. Just watch for him, and then you can say, wow, Glock knew what he was talking about.
Matt and Cody, Sports Radio 610, Keith Glock, Falcons fan extraordinaire, our cousin Sal on the show when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. Appreciate it, buddy. Hey, looking forward to fun Christmas, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, me too, man. It'll be great to see you.
Keith Glock. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.